You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
Hey folks, it's Carrie Oberbrunner, and I have with me an amazing videographer, Kelsey Dominey. How are you doing today, Kelsey?
I'm great. Thank you for having me, Carrie. This is so awesome to be with you. I appreciate it.
Yes. Normally you're behind a video camera when we're hanging out.
Normally I'm not the one that is being seen. I'm behind one of these things.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to kind of pull back the playbook, the curtain, and show people how I use video. Certainly, I've been using video for a lot of years, but I came in touch with you recently back in January, and you came out for a video shoot, and we're going to kind of show people why we shot certain things, how we shot certain things. So first of all, why is video really hot today? Why is it super important?
Video is so important. The numbers behind it really are staggering. People remember 90% of what they experience watching and hearing in a video, as opposed to about 10% of what they read in written content. Like, it's insane the amount of videos, millions of videos watched every day across social media platforms and YouTube. People engage with videos. Yes. It's just over and over and over again. And the exciting thing about when you and I worked together was you really have built a brand previous till now on a lot of selfie videos. You did a great job communicating with your audience through selfie videos. As you're there's so many examples of you, Carrie, on a hike being like, "Hey, I'm out here on a hike and I wanted to talk to you about this thing." And that's great. That's such a great use of video for building a brand, as this kind of way to connect with your audience on this, "Hey, I'm accessible. I'm just like you."
Relatable, right?
It's really intimate. But when you want your brand to be something that that people can't do on their own, that's when you might want to start working with a videographer. Because selfie videos are fantastic and they're really great at connecting with an audience. But if you're just putting out content that anyone can do, you aren't setting yourself up as an expert that's can do what no one else can do. Mm. That's when working with a videographer can really come into play.
That's so good.
It's all about perceived value. If you're putting out just free content, you haven't invested in yourself, so why should you ask someone else to invest in what you're giving them? But if you invest in yourself and increase your perceived value through your production value, then people look at what you're putting out and they're like, "Oh, wow, this is really high quality. This is worth paying for. This is worth investing myself in."
I love that. Let's talk about that, because kind of what put, so I hear a couple things. First of all, one is that folks, by the way, hope you're learning stuff. Mark says, love this. DeMarcus says, I'm a visual learner. By the way, say where you're from. We have Michael says exactly. So lots of people are weighing in. And what I hear you saying, first of all, the first tip is that use video. So yes. If people are saying, "I'm not even on video," you're saying, "Look, you got a smartphone, get on video, develop intimacy, connection, relatability first."
I mean, think about how you use social media. When you're scrolling through, what do you stop to look at? You might stop at a really cool graphic or an awesome photo, because photographers are great, but more often you're going to stop when there's a video playing and you're going to tune into it. And it has about 3 seconds to catch your attention and keep your attention, but at least you stop.
Yeah.
So put something out there, put your content in video for sure.
And so there's a website that we have, which is kind of the signature piece, Igniting Souls. And I love what you and Mark, you and Mike said. I just saw Mark's name. Mark is my photography. he said, by the way, he says he loves this. So you're speaking his language. But even on our website, I'm going to share that for a moment, because folks, I want you to realize video does grab people. And so right here, You can see this? Is it playing? Mm-hmm. So you can see, like, right away, we have video in the background, which, you know, we write, publish, and market your book. It's going to recycle here in a moment, like, just right here. But you go into the door, there's people waving, there's a crowd. If we said, you know, we write and publish and market people's book and there's no people and no books, you'd be like, what? So it's a believability thing. But I do have to share that you and Mike saw a video of mine, and kindly, you're kind of like, Carrie, you got to step this thing up. And you weren't mean or anything, but I do want to share with people, and let's show them your quality of work. Okay. So, all right. So you're going to be under the microscope here. But after we show them the 3-minute video, talk about what you wanted to create, why you did what you did, and dissect it. Cause a lot of people might be like, oh, I didn't even understand all that stuff. So here we roll. All right. I'm going to get the, I think you know what I'm going to show. Ready?
Great.
Can you see it?
Yep. Love it.
Okay. So this goes out literally to every email signature at the bottom of every email I send out. There's a YouTube video, but let's watch this here.
Is your business and brand getting the attention it deserves? These days we live in the attention economy, which means because there's so many competing messages, before people pay for your product or service, you have to get them to pay attention. You need to develop a personal and professional brand that stands out. You don't have time to develop your brand in the way that it deserves. This is our key mission. It was Tom Peters who in 1997, in a magazine called Fast Company, he wrote this groundbreaking article, The Brand Called You. Now think about it, back in 97, people thought that was the weirdest thing in the world. People having their own brand, and yet today it's commonplace. Many CEOs, many thought leaders have their own brand in addition to their professional brand. People like Elon Musk, Tesla, or Jeff Bezos, Amazon, or Sarah Blakely Spence. We help people create 10-year brands in 10 weeks, 25-year brands in 25 weeks, and even 50-year brands in 50 weeks. We do that by shortening the gap. If you want to increase your influence, your impact, and income, reach out today where we help you turn your wisdom into wealth and get the credibility and authority that you deserve.
All right.
Hey, yay, you.
Girl, yeah, hey. So let's talk about what we had before that. You can be honest. How bad was it before?
Well, before that, it looked very much like what you're doing right now. It was exactly this. It was you talking to a webcam in front of your bookcase, which was something which is possibly better than nothing. You had content out there, but when you're trying to elevate the brand of Igniting Souls, when you're trying to expand your influence and impact with Igniting Souls, there just came a point that we talked about where
here it is. I was a hypocrite. Let's just say it. In other words, you're being kind, but I'm telling people they need their brand, but I'm demoing the complete opposite.
Yeah. Yeah, as you're talking to people about building their personal brand, about building their brand around their book and their message, the content that you have out representing your brand, the content that you have your brand on, represents the quality of your brand. And so as Igniting Souls is trying to grow and get more bigger clients and more clients and grow your own impact, the video content that was representing what you do didn't communicate the immense value that you really offer. Mm. And what I loved, Carrie, about working together was the content didn't change. Your message stayed the same. You're very consistent with your message. Your message is very valuable. You add value in your content, wherever you go, whatever you put out there is adding incredible value to the world and to your audience. But the way it was presented didn't look like a high value item. It didn't look like something that someone should pay for.
So it's almost like you can serve water in a styrofoam cup that is kind of crinkled, or you can serve that water in a fine crystal.
I love that you said that. We're so on the same page. Yeah. I had two glasses of wine here.
Shut up. Are you shut up? This and by the way, this is not even planned. No. Come on, right? No. Is this true?
This is for real. So how much might someone pay for a glass of wine at a nice restaurant? $5, $8, $10, $15, depending on the wine, right? Yeah. How much might you pay for this styrofoam cup full of wine? Like, it might be given to you for free at a family barbecue, right? But you're not going to expect to pay anything for this. But the content is exactly the same. Just what you were saying. The content is the same wine, but one is the perceived value is so great someone would pay $5, $8, $10, $20 for this same wine. Nobody's going to pay anything for it. So that's what we're talking about with this kind of brand representation. And that's what your photography does. That's what your graphics do. That's what your videography does, is represents your brand in a wine glass that makes it look like, oh, that's worth paying for. And someone's going to be happy with what they paid for, as opposed to, I mean, the content's good, but I just don't like
even
I don't
trust, even trust.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, prior to meeting you, you know, I did high level video stuff too. Like, for example, the Shawshank trailer.
Oh yeah. It's a fantastic video.
Yeah. But I kind of viewed it like, okay, here's a book trailer, and the call to action is to come to Shawshank with me. And to come to Shawshank with me is, you know, a transformational weekend, and it's $3,000. So in my mind, I was already there. Like, okay, I got to do a really slick high level video so that it reflects the high level call to action at the end. But I didn't, you know, we all get trapped. And I was just like, I got to shoot a quick video. And here I am with my book, you know? So I agree with what you're saying 100%. You almost need to say, what is the end result of this video? And then the medium reflects it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. That's a fair way to put it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you want? How do you want people to perceive? What kind of value do you want people to perceive from this video? Mm-hmm. What kind of call to action are you going to ask of them? What kind of investment are you going to ask of them? And then ask yourself if you're willing to invest in yourself to get the message to match.
Yeah. So let's take people in behind the curtain, because when you came out, I said, look, you know, you got to hop on a plane, you got to bring equipment. And you kind of said, look, when I come out, let's not just do one piece. Let's make your time worth it, the travel worth it. And so this is something that I want people to realize, like, it batching.
Yeah.
We kind of said, what's our next 6 months of shooting, and let's batch it. Explain some psychology there.
So we, in the time when we filmed that video that you just shared, we actually, over 2 days of filming, filmed, I think I counted 22 videos, 18 of which we've finished producing together. You're going on and supplying those to the world as you wish. But yeah, here's all the videos that we made. And what that did was, once you have a videographer with you, what you're paying for is their experience and their time and their direction and their artistic vision. But once they're in the building, it doesn't cost that much more to film a couple extra videos. So you already have them there for half a day or a full day. Film extra content. And then as your budget allows, you can start producing that content because it's already filmed. So if I had come out and filmed all 18 of these videos individually, you would have been spending an exorbitant amount of money just on travel alone, much less the filming days.
Yeah.
So by bringing in a videographer once and filming a bunch of content all at the same time, you're getting the most bang for your buck. And then you can really parse out your budget for when those videos get finished based on when you can afford to pay for the finished editing.
I love it.
The filming, and you've got the editing costs. And I can't speak for every videographer, but I know at least working with me, you can parse those out together to fit your budget as you're able to afford it. But at least once you had me in the room, once we were together, we blocked off an entire day. We said, let's get as many videos as we can made right now.
So I'm going to take people through these really quick, and I hope they can see, oh, wow, I could do different uses. So we sit with these, we have four core values: servant leadership, growth minded grit, positive optimism, and show up, filled up. And so we said we wanted to create a video around every core value. And what's interesting, Kelsey, is that the four core values are becoming four mini books. Mm-hmm. So I want people to realize, like, yeah, we did a show up, filled up video, but we also, I don't know if you can see this, but we also did a show up, filled up book. So it's kind of like getting multiple uses. So that was those.
And you even already mentioned yourself that that video that we shared already is, it's on a website, it's on YouTube, it's on your social media, but it's also in a email signature. So people are getting that whenever they get an email from you or someone on your team.
Yes.
So the uses for even one video are numerous.
Absolutely. So let's talk through really quick some strategies. So these were core value. All right. Then we had the unhackable video, which essentially is based off a past book. So people could create video content even if their book's already out to kind of give it.
And what was really different about that project too, Carrie, is that the video of you speaking was actually from a live speaking engagement that you had you had video from. Yeah. And I just took it and repackaged it and cut down a 40-minute speaking engagement into about a 10-minute video to really highlight Unhackable as the book. And we made it into kind of a book trailer or a book teaser.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you got core value, book, core value, which these will become books. Then we had the conference theme.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So again, you know, we're in to take a book and turn it into 18 streams of income. So here's a concept of building a conference theme. And then of course this was a book and a teaching. And then, yeah, this one, we love it. Why did we put at the end no website and website? Can you tell people
Absolutely.
Why you want that?
Yeah, there's two versions of that video. One has the website. That's the one that you showed. It has the website at the end, the Igniting Souls Publishing Agency website. That's so that when you're sharing it in the world through your email signature or your LinkedIn profile or social media, it's got that call to action so people know where to go. Mm-hmm. But what if they're already on the website? They're already at the website. Then it doesn't really make sense to end the video with the website. There's a disconnect there. They just use this video. So just by taking the website off of the end, it made that video, it's the same video, but on the website, it's not going to have the website address at the end of the video.
It's like telling someone who's knocking at your front door, here's my address. It almost looks bad.
Yeah. Okay, there's just that little bit of a disconnect there. So it just adds that level of professionalism.
Yeah. Then this was a video to thank someone who's important to me. So that's interesting. Let's talk about that psychology. Whether you hire a videographer or you do a Loom video, that's powerful. Because sometimes instead of saying like, hey, that was a great meeting we had, thanks for lunch, Loom, a quick video that says, hey, that was an amazing lunch, thank you so much. Why is the video so much more powerful than just the email?
Well, this is what I would say. A video, what you're talking about really is video testimonials, right? You're saying, hey, I have a testimonial for using your product or engaging with your services, and I love it. And whether it's you doing that for someone else or you asking your clients to do that for you, it's a referral that can be working for you 24/7. And so it's incredibly valuable to give that up to other people. It's the person that that video is made for, he can send that video out. And without someone having to know you, Carrie, without someone having to be in a room with you to hear you talk about how much you loved that book, they can see that video and be like, oh, wow, that book really made an impact on this guy. Maybe it'll make an impact on me, too. So it's taking your biggest fans. It's taking the people who love working with you, or in your case, it's taking something that you found great value in,
yeah,
and giving back to that friend of yours to say, hey, I made this video for you so that you can get, so you can build your influence, impact, and income.
It's totally a give.
Yeah.
Totally a give. Like you're giving value. Even Amazon has book reviews where it's one thing to get a book review written, but if you do a book review video, Amazon will put you on the homepage. Yeah. They'll highlight it. Even Amazon realizes, like,
yeah,
a video testimony. And just so people realize that I practice what I preach here, because I think that's important, I want to show you, you're going to think I'm a nut here. Do you see my personal library on Loom?
Yeah.
Okay. Just watch, like, how many Loom videos I make for people personally, right? I mean, you know, look at these. And this isn't even close. Like, oh, now we keep going. Now we keep going. Now we keep going. Like, in other words, I want people to realize, like, oh my gosh, am I using this strategy?
Yeah.
I'm doing hundreds of videos to thank people and by name. Some of these are teachings, but let's talk about that for people who are like, well, gee, I don't like myself on camera. What do you think about me? A bald guy with a girl's name. So let's talk about that, Kelsey. What if someone says, I don't like myself on camera, I don't like the way I talk. Can you get better? Does practice help?
Yes, you can get better. I think every single person has value, and your voice matters. Your voice matters, and you have something worth sharing. And so hiding because you don't like yourself on camera, I fully understand it. I get it. It can be really nerve-wracking, but just by practicing, you will get better.
Yeah.
Just that's the bottom line. Just by doing it, you will get better. And the thing with video is that's so great, as opposed to even what we're doing right now. This is live. Like, if I screw up and say something dumb, it's just out there, whatever. But with video, you can edit, you can change it, you can do another take, you can make it sound exactly the way you want it. So, for example, even the video that you shared earlier that you and I worked on together, it sounds like you talked the entire thing straight through. And you could, because you're a gifted communicator,
yeah,
you could talk that entire message all the way through. But I'll be honest with you, if we're pulling back the curtain, that video was a culmination of three or four takes of,
yes,
the best takes to make that message as clear as possible.
Yes.
And we edit it together to make the message as clear and consistent as possible. So that's the gift you have with video, is being able to take pieces of this take and that take and this message and that message and really cut together the best possible version of it for yourself.
Yeah.
I want to give one real quick tip. If you are filming yourself on your computer, one really easy way to make your content better right now. You ready for this? You ready? This is it. What I want you to do is get yourself a board game.
Okay.
Get yourself a board game, one of the thick ones, stack two of them on top of each other and put your laptop up there. This is what that does. That's what I'm doing right now.
That's what I'm doing.
Ready? This is what it looks like if it's on the table, and I'm like kind of double chinning it. I'm like, hey, what's up?
Here's me.
But just like, yeah, there you go. You've got it too.
I got my almond milk box right here.
Perfect. Just raising that laptop up, bringing the camera to about eye level, yes, makes you look better. So there you go. That's your. And
that's a great tip. And I'll give one. See that right there? That's where I'm looking. In other words, if I keep looking down here, you know, at you, it doesn't connect. So yeah, folks, like, I think it was Lisa Mosier said, make a smiley face and punch out and put, put, put it right by your camera and look at the smiley face.
Oh, I love that. That's
yeah.
fun.
Yeah, that's a good one. So here, you're nice, but I'm going to be a coach here for people.
Oh, gosh.
Because I you know, I got to be a truth teller. I'm going to say, if you're worried about how you look and how you sound, I mean this in love, but I'm going to say, as a content creator and thought leader and author, you're being selfish.
Mm.
Because your message needs to get out, and you're robbing people if you worried about how you look and how you sound and how you are coming across. I mean, think about that. I could have done that for years and said, well, I'm not going live. But the point is that because you're other-centered, everyone, and I know you're amazing, everyone who's watching this, because you're other-centered, the focus is your message and what it's going to do for people. So Kelsey, let's give people some other tips here. I'm going to say a couple things. If someone said to me, Carrie, I can only do one video, you know, I only have a budget for one video or something like that, here's what I'd say. If you're a speaker, I think your one video should be your speaker's reel.
Mm-hmm.
So tell people, like, how it's kind of like that hypocrisy thing that we were talking about. If I say I'm a speaker and book me as a speaker, and then they go to my website and there's none of me speaking, talk about the disconnect that is.
Yeah, if you're saying, hey, I'm a speaker and I want to come into your event and speak, but there's no proof, then you're not giving that confidence. That people want to work with someone that they trust, and the way that they get to trust you is by getting to know you. And a great way to get to know you is through video. So one thing that you can do, if you're just starting out as a speaker, maybe you know you're a speaker, you have it in you, but you really don't have a lot of video of you speaking to put together that reel, we can make you a reel that is, we can get together, we can get a room, we can get video of you speaking on stage, get audio of you speaking on stage to show what you can do. Were there an audience there? And the viewers will never know that there was not an audience in front of you. So we can make a reel, even if you don't have content already from speaking engagements. But it's so, so, so important to just build that trust, to build that idea of, oh, they really do know what they're talking about. They're professional. Yeah. They have it going on. I want to work with them.
Yeah, I love it. And I love the people who are saying, you know, jump in and look, I've only used my phone. That's okay. That's okay. Yeah. And here's Kelsey's website, folks. And again, when I meet someone who I hired myself, did an amazing job, and taught me some things, because I'm older than you. I bet you I've been shooting videos when you were, I don't know, swinging on the playground. But I'm constantly learning, and I want really good people to be around. The other video I would say, if people are not speakers, but they're authors, I always tell people, if you're going to use your book trailer for more than one purpose, that's another video. So for example, Unhackable or Your Secret Name. If I do a book trailer for this, then here's what I do, Kelsey. I say, I'm going to make that video in such a way that it becomes my intro video to me as a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So therefore, at the end, I don't want them to be like, at the end of the video, I don't want it to say like, buy Carrie's book. Because on stage, I'm going to be stepping up on the stage right after. But imagine how much I could communicate with a 2-minute book trailer that I can save that amount of time speaking.
Yeah. And that goes back to what we were showing with the website versus no website thing. Filming one video with a couple different calls to action will make your time and your investment go so much further. Instead of making two completely separate videos or three completely separate videos, having one video with a clear message and then just cutting and pasting some different calls to action at the end can make so much more use of that one video that you were able to afford.
I love it. So folks, if you found a tip today helpful, write down, got it. Just type in got it in the comments. If you got a tip, we talked about a bunch of them. We talked about core values. We talked about pre-purposing your video. We talked about maximizing your videographer so that when you come, it's not just one shot. We talked about camera positioning, eyesight. What about memorizing? I mean, I hate scripts. In fact, that was my kryptonite in my stuttering.
Yeah.
It was the perfection. You got to get this right. Mm-hmm. You got to get this perfect. I hate scripts. In fact, when I work with you, I said, I just want bullet points. Is that okay?
That's absolutely okay. So it's really going to be dependent on the level of comfort with your content. And I would say that's actually the number one thing to consider when working with a videographer. If you're going to hire a videographer to make video for you, the number one thing for you to do is to be prepared with your content. For you, Carrie, that meant having bullet points of what you wanted to say. And what we did was we set up a, there was just big poster board next to the camera.
Yes.
So you would go through your one point, we would cut, and you'd be like, okay, what's my next point? Got it. Let's go with the next point. And of course, when we cut it together, it's seamless and it looks like you said it all perfectly. Yeah. For some people, that's going to be completely scripting it and reading off a teleprompter. But that can be intimidating too. For some people, it's going to be sitting down and kind of having just a conversation with me, kind of telling their story and forgetting a script, not having a bullet point necessarily, but just sitting down and telling your story honestly and openly and just telling it to me and forgetting that the cameras are there. Whatever level of comfort that you have, whatever is going to make you most successful, that's what you would talk with your videographer about. But the key thing is knowing your content. You're the expert in your content. You are the expert in what you want to say. You're the expert in your message. And if you know your content, whether it's going to be fully scripted, whether it's going to be bullet points, whether you're going to talk off the top of your head, if you know your content, you're going to make your videographer very happy because things will go smoothly and the editing process will be smoothly on the back end of it too, because the videographer knows what message they need to cut together to make it work for you.
I love it. I love it. So folks, this is where you can find her website, KelseyDominey.com. Mike's amazing. Mike is the other half. Kelsey's amazing. Entrepreneurs are my people. You know, I love entrepreneurs. So she's been doing video for a long time. So I'm just going to say, folks, this is the type of stuff that we talk about at conference, Igniting Souls Conference. This is the stuff where you just saved people, you know, over $1,000 of doing it wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've been there too. So Kelsey, thanks for being here today. You already have someone who said they reached out. So reach out quick to chat with her. And thank you for all that you've done.
This has been such an honor, Carrie. Thank you so much for sharing your time with me. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care, everybody. Be a soul on fire. We will talk to you later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.